AA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Right back to it on a Tuesday, Snoozeday Tuesday, July the 8th. My name is Dablo. Good morning. Time to check in with our friends at Red River Communications. And once again, talking with a guy, I like to refer to him as the answer man. If you got questions about buffer suffer and what fiber can do for you, this is a guy you need to talk to on the phone with me this morning, Wayne Steiner. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I am doing well. Did you have a good 4th of July?
I did, and I had a birthday right the next day. I was kind of a leftover firecracker, according to my mom, but I think she meant I was a dud. So,
yeah, well, I'm
we'll
sure
go with that story.
She meant it in the best, most endearing way, I'm sure. Well, again,
right. Happy
birthday to you a couple days later.
Thank you.
Steiner. Well, what's going on with the builds? What's going on with the fiber? What's going on at Red River Communications?
Well, in between our rain showers, our crews are out there constructing fiber in Wahpeton, finishing it up, and we are making progress. I've got markings in my alley. So
love it.
Within the next, probably this week or the next week, they will be burying that main line in over between 3rd and 4th Street there, and we're progressing on over to the river first street there. So it's exciting times here in Wahpeton.
You are excited about this, and what do you feel about the speeds of everything just kind of, sort of like speeding up considerably?
Well, I'm sitting in the optometrist here today, and the nurse, she goes, "Oh, we just love your service." I just snicker when my friends who have our competition service, and they said, "Oh, is your service down?" And she goes, nope, not buffering, not doing anything. So
right, just
no matter where I go, it's, reassuring that it's the one service. You know, it's kind of, if we look back on when the telephone first was brought online, we're kind of in those times too with having the option of having fiber, and this is going to be around for more than 150 years. It's
right.
Going to be able to grow with the need. So fiber is where it's at today.
Well, absolutely.
And in the future.
And technologically, it's kind of taken things to a whole new level. So how do people get started on this, Wayne? They're listening to us, and it's like, I want to be a part of this fiber network. How do we get started?
Well, we make it so easy for you to go to redriver.com with two N's, .com, and there's a button on our main page, Get Connected. That'll take you to the map of our service area. You'll key in your address. It will kind of do a drop down and show your address. And when you click on that, it will tell you whether service is already in that area or if we are bringing service currently to that area. And then the next step is to just enter your name, your address, and the services that you would want. Or you can call our office at 701-553-8309, and you can talk to one of our customer experience specialists. They will either help you sign up, or if you'd like to have an in-home referral, and I'll come and walk you through the steps involved and talk about our different services that we do offer. Not only do we have internet, we have the traditional kind of landline telephone, and we also have digital TV and then security cameras. And you can also get your cell phone service through Red River. We've got you covered.
Making it too easy for us. Wayne Steiner, always great to talk with you, my friend. Have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll touch base next Tuesday.
Thank you so much. You as well.
The answer man, Wayne Steiner, Red River Communications. Give him a call and get the ball rolling today on this. 928 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ricky Klaverkamp with an Ag News update. Farm safety net improvements start with the 2026 crop year now that President Trump has signed his signature tax, farm and immigration and defense bill. Farmers have been